Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Scientific pregnancies, unveilings, spiritual revelations, the openings.
Whether you suffer from pain in your back to aches in your knees, come on down and purchase you some ancestral tea to get rid of all the parasites, toxins, and fleas. Spiritual elevation for cosmic gravitation. So put away the patience, because there's no time to be wasted.
Heaven on earth, I was the last daughter child that returned to the earth.
When I'm riding on the city streets, never really miss a beat. To the point of no return, lest I turn another cheek. Catch me on my dating bar, smooth as I wanna be. Just being me, never chilling with the wannabes. God in the flesh, dated bad sister Lanches. But cosmic history is more than they can understand it. My melanated skin, star brush from the astro. I'm made of dark energy, created from black holes. Know thyself, the only one you can lean on. I got some scoopers that y'all can break y'all weed on. Our here is Martin Luther King and slave ships. But what about the underwater cities and spaceships? My mystical mind, we had a government covering. What if the old man tip will fly away like a mothership? Where African people were the real Anunnaki, wearing feathers on their heads, just a few feet taller than me.
Through the transition, and that's all she wrote. Put on my auntie, gave my Jesus peace back to the Pope. Came back my angel time to bring heaven on earth. I was the last golden child that returned to the birth. We going through the transition, and that's all she wrote. Put on my auntie, gave my Jesus peace back to the Pope. Came back my angel time to bring heaven on earth. I was the last golden child that returned to the birth.
Yo, don't look at me the same. I ain't nothing like I used to be. Upgraded daily through the lies and all the foolery. My dream became lucid. I travel back in time, collecting life data for my subconscious mind. That father let me know that anything is possible by pulling down the universe through my crown chakra. Manipulate the energy is all an illusion. Knowing who you are kills all the confusion. Why 85% judge off my appearance? I use alchemy to create the world potential. My lyrics turn divas right back into queens. Why don't boys are saying twice, appearing back on the scene. Everybody gone mad, blaming media outlet. The new black Hollywood chosen straight out of the project. Bobo and gender war, sucking up to the master. While the whole community going up in disaster.
We going through the transition, and that's all she wrote. Put on my uncle, gave my Jesus peace back to the Pope. Came back my angel time to bring heaven on earth. I was the last golden child that returned to the birth. We going through the transition, and that's all she wrote. Put on my uncle, gave my Jesus peace back to the Pope.
Back again, your host, Dr. Aline Bay. And we're going to go into some info tonight. This is First World of Radio, no doubt. And we're going to go into Just Sanguinis, Just Soli, Sanguinis, Moors, and Land. All right. I'm going to bring on my co-host, Brother Fahim Elder. You here, brother?
Peace.
How you doing tonight?
Doing well, but well, brother. How you doing?
All right. All right, we're going to get into this info, and let's go over what we refer to the Latin word, which means the rite of blood, which is just sanguinis. It's a principle, for those that don't know, it's a principle of nationality law. All right, so once again, it's a principle of nationality law. Right, so by which a national is not determined by place of birth, but by having one or both parents who are a national of this state or territory. All right, and of course, instead of saying national, some can say citizen. Citizenship or citizen. Right? It says children at birth may automatically be citizens or nationals if their parents have their nationality or citizenship or national identity of ethnic, cultural, or of origin. Right? So citizenship can also be applied to children whose parents belong to a diaspora and were not themselves citizens of the state conferring citizenship. So this principle contrasts with just soli, which means the right of soyu. Right? Now, when you read just soli, which is Latin, which means, once again, the right of soyu, is commonly held and referred to that as a birthright citizenship or national, a nationality, as you say. It said it's the right of anyone born in the territory of the state to nationality or citizenship. So in both cases, it speaks of nationality. The fact that, quote unquote, we are listed, classified as Negro, Black, and colored, and we do not have a nationality, shows that we do not have the right of the soil, nor do we have the right of blood. Okay? I got to make that clear. Right? Let's make that clear. Right? Just solely is also associated with citizenship rights. And most countries with unconditional just solely laws tend to give birthright citizenship and nationality based on just sanguinis rules as well. Right? Now, of course, that's kind of hard for y'all. You know, of course, we speak in Latin here, and we don't want to confuse anybody.
Right.
You know, but we do want to make it clear that we're talking about the right of soil and the right of blood. And they say it's a contrast. However, when you are a Moor, there is no contrast. As a matter of fact, when you read the right of blood, the word blood itself, if you go to Black's Law Dictionary, 4th edition, page 217, it says kindred, consanguinity, family relationship, relation by descent from a common ancestor, right? You go to blood to Noah's Webster's Dictionary. You got that one, don't you, Brother L?
Noah Webster's? 18, I sure
yeah,
do.
Noah Webster's Dictionary, 1828. You got that one, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Right. All right, so it says that the fluid which circulates through the arteries, the veins of the human body, and of other animals, which is essential for the preservation of life. Now, this is blood. The fluid is generally red. If the blood of an animal is not red, such as animal is called exsanguineous, or white blood, or white-blooded, the blood being white or white tinged with blue. Right, it says kindred, relations by natural descent from a common ancestry or ancestor. All right, consanguinity. Right, now when you read the Latin word for blood is sanguine. Now it says sanguine or murrey, M-U-R-R-E-Y, murrey. Right, now that's the same as Moor. Now you don't believe me, go to Black's Law Dictionary, 4th edition. It says, check this out now what it says. It says, a heretic term for blood red, called in the arms of prince, dragon's tail, and in those of lords, sardonyx. This is a tonic of very influent occurrence and not recognized by some writers. In engraving, is denoted by numerous lines in saltire. Right? So, murrey and sanguine became synonymous. Right? So, based on the last history, what edition? Page 1507. Now look up Murray in the Noah's Webster Dictionary, 1828. That's what Murray means. M-U-R-R-E-Y. You got it, Brother L?
Hold up.
Look up Murray.
Okay.
Look up Murray and tell me what it says. Thank you.
see.
M-U-R-R-E-Y, brother Al.
Oh, M-U-R, okay. I was looking at M-A.
M-U-R-R-E-Y.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get that for everybody, because these are terms that we need to know. Because we know that based on what was adopted by the United Nations, which was the United Nations' adoption of the Convention of the Rights of Children, also the Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People, as well as also the Universal Declaration on Human Rights, all state that Indigenous people, children, every child has a right to a name at birth and a nationality. Everybody speaks of this. Okay? Mm-hmm. You found it yet, brother?
Hold up. I'm sitting somewhere.
All right.
Here it is.
So, all right. What you got?
It says Murry, M-U-R-R-E-Y. That's what you're looking for? From the root of Moor in Africa.
What?
Dark red color.
Go back, brother L. Go back, brother L. Come on now. Don't get him like that. Don't get him like that. Read that one more time, brother L.
Says here, Murry. From the root of Moor, an African, or of a dark red color. Yep.
One more time, brother L. Shoot, they got to get this.
Murry, from the root
so when they
of Moor.
So when they speak of blood, they're talking about the blood of Moors, in which that is just sanguinis or sanguinis, as well as also just soli. Read that one more time, brother L.
Okay.
Let's connect all of these dots.
Okay. Murry, M-U-R-R-E-Y. Says her adjective,
right.
From the root of Moor, an African
of
a dark red color.
An African, dark red color. The
mm-hmm.
blood. The blood of the lamb. So it means that the lamb must have been not white as snow, but he must have been
mm-hmm.
a brother.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let me read nationality. Because this is based on the Dred Scott case, and this is why Dred Scott did not win. Why this case is relevant to this very day. As a matter of fact, the most important and far-reaching slave case ever to come before the Supreme Court of the United States of America settled all arguments regarding people called Negro, Black, and Africans, and etc. The decision was that they are not and can never be citizens of the United States of America. It stands as law of the land has never changed. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if the man calling himself Dred Scott was claiming to be a free man, why was he still transacting business and law issues in the alien European surname Scott, which constitutes fraud?
Yep.
So what alternative did the Supreme Court have but to rule in favor of Stanford, the European? Because
mm-hmm.
he was not in what? Proper persona sua juris. He was not a proper person. Standing on his right, standing on his square. He was coming with artificial labels. He did not have a nationality. And if you don't know that this is what this case is talking about, then let me read this for you. This is excerpts from Judge Taney's decision, or his opinion, as they say. But his opinion, in which that has never been changed. So they claim that the 14th Amendment superseded it, but the 14th Amendment was not fully ratified by two-thirds
right.
of Congress. Now, the following are truths, which a knowledge of the history of the world, and particularly of that of our own country, compels us to know that the African Negro race never has been acknowledged. All right, because the Negro race, the African Negroes, have never been acknowledged as belonging to the family of nations. Brother L, if I'm not mistaken, did not Prophet Noble Dry Leaf say that he came to bring us back into the fold and link us back to the family of nations? He came to bring us back into the constitutional fold and link us back to the family of nations, right or wrong?
Yes, he did. Right.
All right, so the African Negro does not belong to the family of nations. And that among them,
the family of nations
never have been known or recognized by the inhabitants of other countries anything partaking of the character of nationality or civil, hence the reason why we civilists more too, utilizing Negro, Black, and Colored, or political polity. Now, political polity, that's the reason why you have to have a voting rights bill done every 25 years signed since Lyndon Baines Johnson, President Reagan, George W. Bush Jr., why all of them had to sign your voting rights every 25 years because you don't have a nationality. It says that this race has been by all the nations of Europe regarded as subject of capture or purchase, as subject of commerce or traffic, and that the introduction of that race into every section of this country were not a member of civil or political society, but a slave, a prop as property in the strictest sense of the term. Why was you property? Well, because you allow for them to call you Negro, Blacks, and Colored. Artificial label. Hence, denationalizing you. You don't have a nationality. So therefore, you have no right to just sanguine the right of blood.
Dr. Arlene.
In that sense. Or, even though it's in your blood, you don't know it's in your blood. Let me put it that way. And just solely, you don't have, which is the right to saw you. Because remember, I broke this down before, is that you go to Brother L, look up land for me.
Okay.
Blackstone Dictionary 4th edition.
Oh,
I got it, Brother
okay,
L.
Okay.
I just read it.
Okay.
Blackstone Dictionary 4th edition, deluxe edition, says land. Now, this is how you get back to just solely, which is right of soil, right of land. Land, in its most general sense, comprehends any ground, soil, or earth whatsoever, as fields, meadows, pastures, woods, moors, M-O-O-R-S. Moors. The word moors is embedded inside the definition of land. Waters, marshes, first, mercy, and heat. Land is the foundation of nationality. So, if you go back and pay attention to what was said by John Henry Clark, he specifically stated that your nationality, said we are people in search of a nationality. And your nationality must instantaneously tie you back to land. History and culture. So the only word which is embedded inside the definition of land based on law is the word moors. So land is the foundation of nationality, and the name Moor symbolizes the birthright tie or heritage. In international law, Negroes, Blacks, and Colored in the said United States of America are listed as stateless, i.e. landless people. Are y'all getting this?
They got another word here also. M-U-R-R-Y. Says here,
right.
Adjective, says here, dark, obscure, miracle to darkness, to obscure ally, perhaps to more than African.
Right. So once again, more. More. So the word more ties you back to land, just solely. It ties you back to just sanguine. The right of blood. By saying you are more, you tie back to both instantaneously, just like was told to you by John Henry Clark. Some of y'all don't...
anybody named Mary, that's a Moorish term.
Right. That means more. Anybody named Murray, right. Last name is Murray. That means more. Exactly. Exactly, Brother L.
Man, I didn't know they had this in this dictionary.
Huh?
I didn't know they had this in this dictionary.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just now highlighting it.
Brother L be getting it tonight, damn it. This is why we keep studying, because we want to know the truth. And Negroes keep talking about more means dead. No.
No.
M-T, Mick, or Mike. All right, means dead. Mit means dead. In a metronature. Right? This is all this nonsense that these fools are doing. These are agents.
Yeah.
That's coming
no doubt.
In trying to confuse people. Trying to confuse people. Because if you go to the teaching of the Ptah-Hotep, the oldest book in the world, written by Asa G. Hilliard the third, he's one of the editors, he tell you that the word mor, M-E-R, which is an owl, and the mouth of Ra, or Ru, Meru, means the guardian of, right? M-E-R, or M-E-R-U, means the guardian of. And you can go right there to his book, and he shows you the transliteration of it in the Latin. Now, that's it, because when you go and look up the word for the origin of the word Africa, America, yeah, let's say that, of America, it says American is Maru. The original application of the name is Maru. Right, the original application of the name is Meru. So we're looking at some things here that has to be explained, because it was not named after Miracle Van Sleet. Right? It was not named by Miracle Van Sleet, and several books speak of that. Matter of fact, there's a book in which that speaks of the ancient America. It says America is probably supposed to have received its name from the marina Amerigo Vespucius. Actually, Albertico. Right? His name is Albert Vespucio, son of Antonio Vespucio. Had the Italian sought immortality by Christian in the continent after himself, he would surely have honored his family by calling himself what? Vespucia. Just as Colombia is named after Christopher Columbus. In Central America, the word Americ signifies great mountain, invoking Meru, M-E-R-U. The same word that's in ancient Egypt that means the guardian in Metronetra is the same name for a great mountain in India, Hindu Kush Mountains, as well as in South America. Meru, the sacred mountain, right? It says it's also the sacred mountain in the Hindu tradition, said to be the center of the seven continents. Ancient America is linked with India through Los Lemuria. The early voyagers probably believed America to be the native word for the land itself, so they too would use it. So Vespucci's comrades, instead of Albertico, would nickname him Amerigo. Right? So it was a nickname. It says Italian cartographers gleaned information about the New World from many sources and were surely adapted the native name for the country, calling it America. Some native tribes called the land Atlanta, hence echoes of Atlantis. All right, so this is in various books. All right, this is why the Stolen Legacy tells you specifically that the Moors are the guardians or the guardians of wisdom. All right, you go to Stolen Legacy by George C. James, it tells you in the 8th century AD, the Moors, natives of Mauritania, the Moors in North Africa, invaded Spain and took with them the Egyptian culture, which they had preserved. Right, so you keep seeing these connections over and over again. Right? America says what? America, an Aboriginal or any one of the various copper-colored natives found on the continent by Europeans. The original application of the word Maru. This is Webster's 1937. So, Maru, Murray, Moore are all words that means dark-skinned person.
That's ancient.
Right, ancient.
Not middle.
So Moors are just, right, so Moors are not just Africans. Moors are also Americans. As it's stated, you can go to the Philippines. They call themselves the Moro, M-O-R-O, Moro. And this is in the Philippines. So Moro and Meru are synonyms. Keep in mind, the vowels A-E-I-O-U-Y are interchangeable. Thus, Moor, Murray, Mir are synonyms as well, emphasizing the word Morican, the letter O is interchangeable with the E for American or American. Now you can get this. Now check this out. You can get this from W. Berry in the Encyclopedia Heredica. Morican being a derivative of more. Thus, American or Amorican or Almoroccan are consistent with what we've been telling you. All right? So once again, the word Moor is the only name that ties you instantaneously to a nationality, to just Solis, to just Sanguinis. It's the only word. There's no other word that does that we know of currently. We know that African American doesn't do it.
No.
Black, Negro, colored, nope. Ethiopian. These names does not do that. They do not tie you back instantaneously back to land like the word more does. Like what was told to us, all right, by Dr. John Henry Clark. I know some of y'all have a problem because some of y'all just love being black. But it means syphilis more too. It means dead in the eyes of the Lord. And that's what the prophet Noble Dreyli meant by black means death. He's talking about syphilis more too. Dead in the eyes of the law. Now, everybody loves quoting Dr. Ben, but that's how, you know, for some people, say I lost the debate with Seti. Now, truthfully, y'all idiots who ever say that. Truthfully.
Right.
Because the debate was over when I showed the fact is that Dr. Ben was at our lecture. Dr. Ben was both of our teachers. However, I knew more information concerning what Dr. Ben taught because not one word about anything that Dr. Ben, now, granted, brothers, Steady, did what he needed to do. Brother Aleem did what he needed to do. But the thing is that I wanted to honor the man based on what he taught. Now, one word came out of Brother Sadie's mouth concerning anything in which that was taught from Dr. Ben. All right? Because Dr. Ben, Antonio Youssef Ben Yakinen, who received his doctoral degree in cultural anthropology and Moorish history from the University of Havana, Cuba, and the University of Barcelona, Spain. And I put up there in his book, Cultural Genocide in the Black and African Studies Curriculum. He used those terms because those were the terms that was utilized during the 70s. So he used those terms.
Right.
But he says he mentions the Moors first as a few of the names we was called with honor by the ancient Asians and Europeans thousands of years before the Western Europeans knew that the Americas existed. So Dr. Ben started the term Moors were used thousands of years ago. All right? And it was the first word. He says Moors, Carthaginian, Sumerian, which are the Egyptians, Ethiopian, Putin, or Punic, Numidian, Mauritic, Tunisian, which are the Nubian, Ortegian, right? Amenician, Hesperian, and African are only a few of the names we were called with honor by the ancient Asians Europeans, thousands of years before the Western Europeans knew that the Americas existed.
Right.
So was Dr. Ben saying that the Moors was in the Americas?
Exactly.
He ain't say in Africa. He said we was called these names by the Asians and Europeans before the Western Europeans knew that the Americas existed. Well, let's see what Chancellor Williams says, the destruction of black civilization. He says, now again, just who were the Moors? The answer is very easy. The original Moors, like the original Egyptians, were black Africans. And amalgamation became more and more widespread. Only Berbers, Arabs, and colors in the Moroccan territory were called Moors, while the darkest and the black-skinned Africans were called blacker Moors. Eventually, black was dropped from black or Moor, or we should say that a Moor was dropped here in the Americas, and black just remained. He says, now, in North Africa and Morocco in particular, all Muslim Arabs, mixed breeds, and Berbers are readily regarded as Moors. The ancient blacks had even this name taken from them, must contend for recognition as Moors. What? In the destruction of black civilization, Chester Williams says that we must contend for recognition as Moors. Brother L.
All right.
What's going on? You go get the book, Ancient and Moderate Britain, by David MacRitchie.
Oh, yeah.
He says this, in 1676, the native races of the New England were spoken of indifferently as Indians and Moors. He says the native races of New England were spoken of indifferently as Indians and Moors. In other words, Indians and Moors was one and the same.
Right.
This is in David MacRitchie's book. He says Indians or Moors. How many more books do I got to go through? before y'all get this. What you think, brother? I'm going to let you speak a little bit. I done did some talking. What you think about all this?
Well, I think we got to go through some more books, you know, until we run out, Dr. Darlene. Until we run out, then we think of something else to do. Yeah, because you got people saying that come out the 4th of July, and they're talking about we don't have nothing to celebrate about the, there's nothing for so-called black people to celebrate about the 4th of July because
right,
they still see themselves as slaves.
Right. Well, that's because they don't know nothing about astrology, too, also, Brother L.
Right.
The 4th of July was originally based on the star constellation Sirius. All right? Astrologically. So because they don't know anything about it, and those colors, red, white, and blue, are actually based on the colors of the three stars.
Mm-hmm.
Digitolo, Polotolo, and Emiya.
I gotta write that down, Eileen. I gotta write that down. You dropping it, brother.
Okay. Right. So that's
what was the first one name?
ISIS. Right, and those were the colors of ISIS. They're on the walls in ancient Egypt. But of course, if you have never gone, you can't verify this. But it's true.
With the red, white, and blue, the color of Aset.
Right, it's the colors of offset. All right, so this is star constellation Sirius. Sirius A, Sirius B, Sirius C. And the European just found out about Sirius C in 1995. They didn't know the patterns in which they was talking about was actually the star constellation patterns of Sirius A, Sirius B, Sirius C, Digitolo, Polotolo, and Emiya. All right, so this is what you originally celebrated July the 4th. Concerning it, understand that everything that they have done, they have taken from you. They have taken it from you because they have taken it from you. You don't you believe that it's something not to be worshipped, not to be acknowledged, just like Christmas. During that time period, Jupiter is the closest to the planet Earth, and Jupiter is called within astrology the planet of gift and benevolence. Benevolent. Hence the reason why people give gifts out during that time period.
Benevolent.
Right.
Jupiter was what now?
Jupiter is the closest during the time of Christmas.
Okay, the closest planet to the Earth?
Closest to the planet Earth out of any other year, out of any other time period of the year. Jupiter is the closest during the time of December 21st through the 25th.
Okay.
So not only is the sun standing still, which is on December 21st, which is, that's what the word winter solstice, the word solstice means when the sun stands still. It stands still. Or in its lowest place, all right, which is in the tomb, as they say, or the womb, for 3 days and three nights, just like Jesus was in the tomb for 3 days and three nights. And then on the 25th, begins to start rising from out of the tomb to reach its apex. All right, to go to Passover first. As they say, tend to be reborn again in the virgin, or what they refer to as the time of the Virgin, which is during Virgo, September, during the harvest time. Your crops are coming on up, and you harvest, and you get ready and prepared for the winter time. All this is based on astrological effects. But anyway, let me go back to ancient and modern Britain, David McKinsey, Volume 1. Like, this is what he says again. Check this out, Brother L, because this correlates to what we've been talking about, the word more and the word Murray. He says it in here. Check this out now. Jameson, in his Scottish dictionary, state of the word Moravan, described by him as a black swarthy resembling a moor. This word has certainly been used in the Old English as Cotgray gave or gives it as a sense of the word moor, a French word moor, M-O-R-E. Now check this out. He said it's probably a contraction of Latin, a moor. He says it now. He said it would perhaps be more correct to say the Latin, check this out, Morian, Mauritanian, and Morus, or extension of Moor, M-O-R. He also connects the word with the Morion, the form of the headpiece of the medieval man at arms. Check this out. Another English word from this root is Murray. M-U-R-R-E-Y. Read Murray one more time, Brother L.
Okay.
M-U-R-R-E-Y,
okay,
brother.
I got it right here.
He says
Mary, M-U-R-R-E-Y, from the
right,
root of
more. Hold on before you read. Hold on.
Okay.
An English word from this root is Murray. So the English word from the word more or Morian is from the English word is Murray, meaning dark red or copper color.
Oh, boy. Oh,
word America, man. Word America means copper colored races. Here he says Murray, dark red or copper color. So now read Murray again, Brother L. What Murray means?
Okay, Mary, M-U-R-R-E-Y, from the root of Moor, an African of a dark red color.
Wow. All right. See, this is how you do research. This is how you do your studies. Like the way we're doing it. Because I'm taking you through all the various books, all the teachers. And some of you Negroes still ain't getting it.
No.
Still think it's important to declare your nationality. Thinking that you can just be continuously called Negro, Black, and Colored, and you're going to be all right. Let's continue reading. Meru of Indian literature is none other than the Meru, which is Sheba of the Sudan, the Ethiopian, a primeval Meru that was long ago lost to cataclysm. The four kingdoms of the Saka were Manga, Masaka, Mansa, and Mandaga. The Maga, which is the magician, or the Maga of the Persian inscriptions. The Masaka in the Mahabharata were called the Kshatriyas. The Mandaga, or the Manda, also refers to the Manda of the Mindi, and these Mindians have a four-parent family connection with the ancient Mandi speakers of Africa. specifically the Mandean, who often acknowledge Dravidian out of Middle Africa into Asia. This explains the close connection or relationship between the Edomite or Elamite and the Mandan language. The Kushites and the first cousins, Kushite Mandi kingdom line of the Olmec Asian, traveled to the southeast of West Nubia, Sudan, and formed the ancient kingdoms of the Mayans, the Incas, the Arawak, the Carib, and the Chicagoan in South America. They was all the Maru, the Moors. God damn it, get this right. How many books I got to read to
man
before you get this? That is your heritage. That is your information. One and the same people.
One and the same.
Hopefully we'll get this, Brother Al.
Oh, I do too. I hope at least about 70% of them get it. At least 70%.
Well, since some aren't getting it, they'd rather be called Negro, Blacks, and Colors. Let me read what Negro, Blacks, and Colors say in the Black Soul Dictionary. Negro. The word Negro means a black man, one descended from the African race, and does not commonly include a mulatto. Felix versus State, 18 Alabama, 720. But the laws of the different states are not uniform in this respect. Some including in the description Negro, one who has 1/8 or more of African blood. Term Negro means necessarily person of color, but not every person of color is Negro. Wright versus Gungloom, 139 Mississippi, 760. Black person. Black person, according in constitution and law, must be taken in his generic sense. So that means
wow.
It's a generic term.
It's not real.
Right, as contradiction from white. White isn't real either. Wright versus Gungloom. Colored. By common usage in America, this term is such phrase as colored person, the colored race, the colored men, and the likes is used to designate Negroes or persons of the African race, including all persons of mixed black descendants from Negro ancestry, Collin versus Oklahoma. It says it has also been held that there is no legal technical signification to the phrase color person, which the courts are bound judicially to know.
That's right.
So the courts don't recognize color, and you got goddamn organizations NAACP talking about they're going to represent or have somebody in court for you for a civil right violation. Goddamn, they just said color person. A phrase which color person. So you got up in there talking about, yes, I'm here representing this so and so, and I'm part of the National Association Advancement of Colored People. What the fuck? Come on. What the fuck is that? Colored Nation? Ain't no goddamn Colored Nation. National Association of Advancement of Colored People. What the fuck is that? This shit is fucking retardation that's taking place. And I can talk because I was the fucking damn president and chairman of the NAACP in college.
Talking from experience, huh, bro?
No, I got experience, goddammit. And we call it again the Nubian African American Cultural Program. We was calling it our own.
Oh, man.
All right. I'm just saying. We got to get this right.
Sure do.
All right? And listening to these jackasses ain't getting it.
No. No, I haven't heard from South Sioux City in a long time.
Huh?
I haven't heard anything on South Sioux City in a long time.
Well, I mean, you know, he just recently fussed out Umar Johnson. They got into it.
Oh, okay.
Let me explain that. This is color of law, y'all. When you say that you colored Negro or black, that's all under color of law. And there is a law proper, and there is color law, a semblance to that which is real, which appears to be real, yet isn't. That's what color of law means. It appears to be real, but isn't.
That's what it says.
There's a corporation or a corporate person or corporation, and there's a natural person, you, indigenous. A natural person can be injured. When injured, remedy exists. In fact, unless there is an injured party, there is no violation before the court for who seeks remedy for. However, if you're not indigenous and you're not natural, a person with a nationality, then there is no remedy. This is why Negro, blacks, and colors don't get no remedy in law. Because you civilists more too. You dead in the eyes of the law.
Yep.
You're a fictitious person, a corporation, and a corporation can't be injured. That's what you have allowed them to turn you into with all your consent, without any rebuttal. Because it's all prima facie evidence.
And then tell them they're proud of it. They're black and proud.
See, that was that damn. See, y'all don't understand is that entertainment was used and are used to keep you in a certain position and mindset, to dumb you down. If you can't figure that out with all this fucking damn mumble rap shit that's out, and trap music and mumble rap, they tell you that they trapping your dumb ass.
That's right.
With this damn mumble rap shit, they telling you that. Now, anyway, let me continue. Now, this Latin word, you know, the Bouvier's Dictionary of Law, because that's what I was reading from about Sanguine. If you go to the Bouvier Dictionary of Law, 1856, you have the word jura sanguinis nolo juri civili derimi possum, which means the right of blood and kindred cannot be destroyed by any civil law. What did I just say? The right of blood is sanguinis. Just sanguinis and kindred cannot be destroyed by any civil law. So yes, even though they have put these civil laws against you, guess what? You're still who you say you are. That's what Prophet Noble Dralee meant when he said that you are Moors, Moorish Americans. You are
man,
as your foremothers were.
The man did his homework.
Say it again,
man,
brother.
Done his homework. I said Noble Dralee done his homework.
Right. Jura natura sum immutabile lia, which means the laws of nature are unchangeable. Prophet Noble Dralee told you that your descent cannot be changed. Did he not, Brother L?
Right.
So regardless of all the civil laws that the Albion has made against you, you are the punk-ass nigga that is scared to damn take your nationality back and say, fuck your damn colorable law system.
Mm-hmm.
That's you. But yet you damn yelling RGB.
Huh.
More like N-I-G, nigga. You got Negroes who damn lawyers, and they ain't telling you this information because it jeopardizes their pay in the conscious community. They get paid off of the damn fatness and the frustration of your dumbasses. Jesse Jackass. Al Dushakin. And many others who are actually are lawyers. But these are political games that they are playing with your mind. And you're allowing them to. Because you're afraid to take back your nationality. To claim that you are more.
Mm-hmm.
And that the European have no jurisdiction over you. But yet
that means can no judge. That means can no judge make no judgment or decision over that.
We just read that they cannot, that your right to, of blood and kindred cannot be destroyed by any civil law. Guess what they're finding out? That Hitler was not just Jewish, but he was North African.
Oh.
Hitler knew about the real Jews. He said that the real Jews were those who was languishing in North America, the Negro. The president of Egypt specifically told the Jews that you can't come in here because when you left, you were black. In other words, you had just sanguinis.
You're not the
and now you come
Jew.
Back
you
as European.
Here.
Now you come back as European. What'd you say, Brother L?
I said they're not. They say you're not the original Jew, so you can't come back here.
Exactly.
The original Jews were more.
Abdel Nasser. All right, the late President Gamal Abdel Nasser. All right, so this is what is going on. And many people have wrote about this information.
So, you know. And so that nullifies whatever they said about us and the U.S. Census Bureau. And, you know, I guess even on the birth certificate, really.
Mm-hmm. So even on the birth certificate, Brother L, we just finished saying, so they used the birth certificate. And we was talking about this whole past few weeks now, me, you, as well as also my brother Amir, talking about putting your name or getting the word more put on your birth certificate. But yet we just read that your descent can't be changed.
Right.
So what would be the point of that? As a matter of fact, check this out, sanguineless. If you go to Noah Webster Dictionary, 1828, it says sanguineless. Now, we just read about sanguine, which is the word Murray. Guess what the word sanguineless means, Brother L? It says destitute of blood, pale. Destitute of blood. Destitute of blood. Pale. Pale. That's why they couldn't come back in, because they was pale.
Mm-hmm.
They was sanguine.
So you wasn't, you didn't look like that when you left.
Bingo.
You wasn't that. Where's those regular Jews that left?
Exactly.
That's what we looking for. No, y'all go back to Germany.
Or Russia. Somewhere.
Right.
But instead they put the Zionist movement together and took over the Palestinian land, which neither one was originally there, because that was part of Africa.
Right.
But the fact is that the word sanguineous means destitute of blood, and it means pale. This is why this language, Latin, is called Moorish Latin, as you hear, because it correlates to what we taught.
It correlates to a lot of law.
Exactly.
It definitely tells us that we are the law.
Right. Solus Deus, rhythm, that's it. Means God alone makes the air. And we were the first made on the planet Earth, as all anthropologists and archaeologists all agree that we were the first on this planet. May not agree that we was the first in Africa, or that we came from, or that everyone came from out of Africa. They don't believe per se in the African diaspora or the African evolution or whatever the case is, but they all believe and know that the so-called black man and black woman, or as we say, the Moors, were the original people on the planet Earth. That's what they do all say. So God already chose us, because we was already the first.
And we are those true chosen people.
Indeed. All right, so.
You know, the problem is that the vast majority of us still want to be black.
Right.
And that's why they're catching so much hell.
Indeed.
They don't want to be called Aborigine Indigenous people. Or they don't want to be called Aborigine Indigenous Americans, you know, or Moors or Moroccans. Or Asiatic. They don't want to be called
Americans, which we went over and dropped the information on the origin of these words tonight.
They don't want to be called that, and this is the problem.
But they don't have no problem being called. Yeah, but they ain't have no problem being called Negro, Black, Colored, African American. We got no problem being called those, but when it comes to the word Moor, which Moor is not a religion, Moor is your ethnicity / your nationality.
Right.
They have a problem with that, brother L.
You got people like Sarnetta and Dr. Reggie and Professor Larry, and, you know, Sarnetta, South City, you know, I mean, them clowns. You know, just don't want to, you know, don't want to consider to call themselves black or African.
Right.
But South City went to Africa. See, he always went to Egypt. He never went to the southern part of the African continent. But that was his first time going to the southern part of Africa, of the African continent. And when he came back, his feelings were hurt. his feelings was hurt. I mean, they didn't want to recognize him. They ain't hardly didn't want to look at him, you know. And he come back cursing as usual. And he fell out with Sarnetta. And, man, talking about he's not African. All other times he tell you he's African, you know. Until he made that trip in the southern part of Africa.
Right. Mm-mm. Well, well, Brother L. Well, well.
I think somebody told mm-hmm. I was telling somebody someone that really saw Sun City really be considered white in some of those African countries.
Yeah.
They won't consider him no African or no part of no tribe or any of those
right.
tribal nations of those nations.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Dr. Reggie.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason why they were trying so hard to be African. They wanted to be, you know, listed as such, you know, in that regard. You know? But yet, like you say, some of them countries don't recognize that as such.
No.
You know? And we just stating, you know, what obviously he felt. You know, like you say, he went in. You know, obviously there's some things in which that he didn't know. You know, he didn't feel.
Hmm. Like there was, like a lot of them don't really, like you said before, a lot of our people don't really recognize the 4th of July or even Christmas. You know, those are not European holidays.
There's no holiday which is European. If you want to go
you know,
and find out where the Europeans got their information from, because European didn't never come up with anything. He always took what you had and flipped it, just like he's done with the music.
Right.
All of a sudden, Eminem is the greatest rapper of all time. For real?
Eminem.
Are you silly? Shit. Damn, Ludacris can out-rhyme Eminem.
Yep.
Think about your damn mind. Ludacris is better than Eminem.
And they're still on that trip about,
you know,
we all were slaves during the Declaration of Independence. No, we were not.
No, everybody wasn't a slave, obviously. You had Negroes such as Chief Justice Benjamin Bay, or Muwa
yeah.
Ali, Benjamin Banneker,
yeah.
and John Hanson. Obviously, we weren't. If we was there going to sit in Independence Hall during that time period of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, at that time, we had our own government.
And they always talk about the signers of the Declaration of Independence, but they never tell you who told them to sign that Declaration of Independence.
Exactly. That was, you know who that was, Brother L?
Well, yeah.
That was John Hanson.
That was John Hanson, the first president of the United States, of America.
United States, right. Exactly.
And more,
exactly. But I know it's hard. They had us all believing that we were slaves. Understand? Hell, I was there.
I was too.
All Kuta Kinte. That became Toby. I understand completely.
So Roose was one of the most watched TV program in history. One of the most.
Yeah.
Well, if not the most.
Well, I know I watched it. I was 8 and it was right there on the TV.
Yeah, I watched it too.
I was watching it.
had a large European audience watching that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, went back to school Monday, and everybody was looking at each other like, white folks looking at black folks like, we sorry we did that to you, Toby. I mean, Kunta.
Had everybody messed up. They fooled every, I mean, not just us, everybody.
Yep. Exactly.
What the hell, Kunta?
Right, for those that got any questions, nah. Anybody got any questions, give us a call or either raise your hands. The number is 563-999-3738. That's 563-999-3738 if you got any questions. You got, okay, you got 1-803-803, you're on the line.
Peace and knowledge, more. And more
right. Peace. Peace, Peace, more. It's long.
How you bridging on the day?
All right, all right.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Kareem Bay calling me and my brother. I just wanted to acknowledge you all and let you know you all are doing a wonderful job. Just tuning in.
All right, appreciate you, God.
Absolutely. I just thought about what you were speaking of, upon dealing with, you know, Toby and the whole group, you know, perception within that movie. And just for the conscious, still knowledge in there that still could be recognized when Toby is speaking about going to be free if he can get amongst this particular tribe.
Right.
And how he would not have to fall into the categories that the rest of the slaves were dealing with at that particular point. So he was trying to find ways to escape, because you and I know that he was speaking that there was particular people that was on the land that was free that wasn't falling from that same regulation.
Exactly.
So I just wanted to just elaborate on that, just on that, because I just thought it was significant that you all spoke upon.
All right.
I'm not going to hold.
Go ahead, Brother L.
I said we appreciate that, God.
Absolutely, brothers. I'm not going to hold you all, man. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I also had spoke to you maybe recently about dealing with some form of the nationality. I'm not going to speak as much at this particular point, but however, I'm assuming that you will get with me with time, and we will be able to move forward. Absolutely. Absolutely, my brothers, and y'all continue on the journey, and I appreciate you all, and y'all continue to travel safely in this universe, my brothers.
Oh, all right. Appreciate you. Thank you.
And peace and much love to you, Mo.
Indeed.
Now, we look at it, Brother L. Remember, I spoke about this before, about they even showed you in the movie the difference between Kunta Kinte, who became Toby, and a Moor, or free black, as they referred to on the movie.
Uh-huh.
If you remember, they showed you a brother and his son on a wagon being pulled by horses, and the overseers or officers coming up to him and asking him, did he have his papers? He pulls out his papers, show them, and they throw the papers back at him, and he gets them, and he continues traveling on about his business. That means they went and continued looking for Toby. You know what I'm saying? What you get that?
Uh-huh.
So this is how you have one that is denationalized, trying to look for freedom, but looking all in the wrong places, when the freedom in which that he should have been sorting was through the documentation which was shown in the movie.
Right.
On how a so-called Negro, black, and colored African, you know, was enslaved, end up getting his damn foot cut off instead of learning to read, write, in which that he can think his way from out the situation, just like the so-called free black or more, in which that was on the buggy with his son.
Have you ever seen the movie an old 1934 movie called The Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah, I remember that.
Did you see the Moor in that movie?
Yep.
But although he didn't say anything, he never talked in the movie, but they have him
right.
wearing fezes and turbans.
Right.
And he sat in the courtroom during the trial
right.
with his fez on.
Right.
This was a 1934 movie.
Yep.
They were dropping it then.
Yep.
Way back then, they were dropping it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, Brother Al.
Tells you right there, he wasn't a slave.
Exactly.
But slaves don't wear turbans and fezes.
And true indeed.
Anybody want to, anybody listening want to check that out? This is The Count of Monte Cristo, 1934, with Douglas Fairbanks Jr. and Robert Donat. Yeah. Just check it out.
Indeed, Brother Al. All right, Brother Al. Go ahead. Yeah, three more minutes.
When he got rescued at sea, when he escaped from that prison and swam all the way out to the ocean and the seas, and he got rescued, he thanked everybody on that boat that rescued him, but he especially kept on thinking that more. He kept on thinking that more. He kept on thinking them because he knew that the more was the reason. Was the reason why that and the reason why and how they found him. Without that more, they couldn't have done it.
Right. Indeed, Brother Al.
Yeah.
All right. I think we've done said enough for tonight. Y'all go and do your research. We're going to try to be back here again, once again, next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is your host, Dr. Eileen Bay, co-host, Brother Fahim Wuchering, or we now refer to Brother Fahim Tecumseh Turnica Wuchering L. Bay. All right, so any closing remarks, Brother L., before we go?
Well, I believe we did some good tonight, brother.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. You even enlightened me
right,
on some
right.
things with this American Dictionary of the English Language, 1828, Noah Webster Dictionary.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was in this book.
Yeah.
But I sure didn't.
Yeah, well, shoot, we got to get it, Brother Al. Yeah, give a shout out to Brother Saw.
Yeah, Brother Saw.
Right. My brother saw because he helped me put this information together yesterday, so we had to get it out.
Okay, yes he did. Yes he did. He straightened it out for us, man.
Yeah. So we keep learning, we keep knowing, growing, and so that's what's going on. We gotta still get it. All right, we love y'all. Yo, peace, honor,
right, peace,
light. To everyone, and we out.
Peace.
And of course, before we go, we got to play that hot stuff for you.
Peace to the God. You already know, man. Yo. Bohemian wizardry, you fraud them thieves be killing me. The enemy is close, you broke lies on our identity. I build like he who step, architect like M. Hotep. Son had the sun himself, the guard deadly with the art. I spit dark with a slit heart. You can feel it in your bone marrow before the shit starts. Standing in the cold with a scroll that was written in gold. Behold the old glimpse that was never untold. Infinite like the 8-7 dwelling in your melon. No felon, though the unrighteous say that I'm rebellious. I'm primal, my rhyme suicidal. I worship no idols. My style of loaded gems going down in a spiral. You stuck in your root. My intelligence past my cool. The God is the truth. Every time I step in the booth, you stepped on the stoop. Got scooped and swooped in my loop. Due to knowledge, whack them seeds get played like flute. It was the son of a saw, a gift from the gods. Roof flying through the sky with golden wings. Some
merged into the light. Knighted by the golden king with the scepter of justice. Melanin cultivating chi until we are Ethereum. Finally becoming one with the righteous sun. Solar, souls are raw. Magnificent glow with unconditional love. Scattered rays for days from the heavens above. Soul below, the souls just trapped in the lowest depths of hell. Incarnated into 76 trillion cells. To break free, we must be refined. Masculine and feminine properties combined.
The devil is the author of confusion. 183,000 divisions and religions. Denominations, sets, codes, schisms, and isms. Though isn't it written in the Bible that Jesus spoke in parables? The scriptures and gospels aren't just historical. Many passages weren't meant to be taken literal. Most of it is allegorical, based on esoteric principles. Baptist versus Methodist. Pentecostal holiness versus Jehovah's Witness. Mormons versus Seventh-day Adventists. Skeptics, atheists, and agnostics. Divine and cosmic tactics of the reptilians. Lower fourth-dimensional aliens. So beware of the draconian Satanists. Though they aim to imprison all true beings through ignorance. Though we crush the head of Leviathan. Battle mind control, subliminal suggestions. Brainwashing indoctrinations. Using religious, politics, education. Economics, health, and labor. Entertainment of war. Yo, sex and law. In this chessboard game called life, we've all been pawns. Puppets on strings controlled by demonic spawns. You can't run with the devil and walk with God. You can't run with the devil and walk with God.